Yeah, I mean, look, Duncan's a really nice guy, and he lives in Britain, but and he's also a bloody brilliant artist. I mean, he's really exceptional. There's a story about with Enigma. It's one of his first. Enigma is a lot of people see it as one of the most important things I've done, and it's a story about a guy who loved this comic book when he was younger, and the superheroes from this comic book start to come alive. But that's just the plot. The story is really about this person finding out who he really is, and there's a strange, sort of amusing story because Duncan, it was one of his first professional jobs, and as the series went on, he just became better, almost like episode by episode. You could see that his style was becoming more definite, more clear, and he was just improving all the time. And Duncan and I were at a convention once, and someone asked about the fact that his style changed through the book, and I just made something up at the time, saying that we deliberately did this because as the hero, Michael, becomes more self-realized, deciding who he is and what he is, so should the art change as well. It was a complete lie, of course. It was just that Duncan was becoming better and better. But that's now become the truth. I've been at a convention and I've heard Duncan talk about that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to make the artwork a bit more rough at first and slowly becoming more focused as the character became more focused. And it's now become, you know, the truth. You know, and I think it's a really interesting thing how a little lie or a little kind of like white lie can be spread. And then the next day it has become the truth. It's now history. But Duncan's fantastic, and I'd work with him again at Drop. You know, I mean, he's kind of outside of comics at the moment for a while, but he's just terrific. And I think he understands character, and he's just a really, really good craftsman.